Tuesday, November 9th. Staff meeting this morning, the main concern was the pay board problem, especially the need to get out our PR line with backgrounders, etc., and to work the construction group to try and get them to work with us in keeping labor in line. Schultz's strong feeling is that we are right on exactly the fine line we want to be on, which is to get labor to vote against our the pay board proposal, but then to stay on board and go along with it anyway. He thinks we have it that way, especially if the construction group swings with us. He feels it would be a lot worse if we caved to labor. We're already accused of folding to them to some degree. Everybody seems to think labor will stick except Fitzsimmons, who has told us that they're going to pull out. Another bit of good news is that Mills is apparently going to push for the 10% investment tax credit, since he now feels we need more than the 7% that they're proposing. President spent most of the day at the EOB office getting ready for the speeches at the fundraising dinners tonight. He did have me over first thing to follow up on some of the things he'd covered with the AG last night, specifically the concern about Peterson as Secretary of Commerce. AG thinks that that doesn't add anything for us and that we shouldn't waste it on him. We should get a Catholic or some other ethnic, and the president suggested a woman. So we're checking that one out. The Clausen story in the Post, quoting White House aide in a strong anti-Dole thing, had the president and the AG very much concerned, mainly because it's totally correct. President argues that we've got to turn off all political interpretation by the White House on anything, that we need to develop a line for Finch and Rumsfeld and the others so that they stay on other subjects. We have to get a muzzle on the White House aides on politics, personalities, etc. Our posture should be not to analyze, predict, or get involved in any way. He had some discussion with Henry about the South American trip plans. He definitely will not do Panama or Jamaica, as Rogers recommends, because he can't be gone that long. He's afraid of anti-American demonstrations in Panama, and he doesn't want to appear to be junketing. We should do this only for a visit to one meeting. He told me to call Rogers and get that established in his mind, which I did. The fundraising dinners went reasonably well. The president's speech was nothing very special, but it surprised them because it was very much not political, which was good. As a result of the whole thing, however, and talking with him in the hotel afterwards, he wants to be sure that we have a clear understanding with Stans that he'll do no dinners next year. He was very intrigued with Bill Scott, the Attorney General in Illinois, and wants to get him on board for support next year. End of November 9th.